What is up, podcast fans, bagel boys, bagel girls? Welcome back to the podcast. And I just have to share with you guys, it was a terrible day, just an awful day, just really bad, because I had to retire my favorite work pants today. The pants that I've been wearing almost every day to work. I looked in the mirror while at work, and the back of my pants in the bum area kind of looks like there's a hole in it. There's not, but because the seam like kind of came undone in the back on like the crack part, it looks like there's a hole. So I decided I'm probably not going to wear these to work anymore, because for heavens knows how long it's looked like there's a hole just in the back where, yeah, there shouldn't be one there. So that's why I've had a bad day. But other than that, it's been good. How about you, Lincoln?
I've returned to the podcast world.
The prodigal returns.
My day was great.
Yeah, awesome.
For the podcast world, I had a minor surgery 2 weeks ago, and today I got my stitches out. So that was sweet.
Dang.
And I hung out with my baby, who's now one.
Oh.
She was, I think, 3 months the last time I was here.
Wow.
But now we're back, better than ever.
3 months? Is that, that's, it's been way longer than 3 months.
Bro could have had another baby by now.
No, I'm saying Lillian was 3 months.
Oh,
the last time we did this.
I misheard that. I thought you said it's been 3 months since I was last on. No, I was like, definitely been longer. Dude, it's been like a year.
Gosh. Ethan doesn't have a baby, so he doesn't know how to guess the baby's age.
Yeah, no. Not good with babies in general.
Ethan, what do you think like the baby years to dog years ratio is? I'm just curious.
I'd say baby years is 1, dog years is 7.
No. That's not correct.
Okay.
Do you know
the I was really actual, close.
I don't know the
I think
actual
it's like
dates.
It's like Interstellar. I think it's like 1 hour here is like 70 years in a baby's world or something.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yo, babies.
Good movie.
They I've recently been into
So Lincoln,
protein.
What was your surgery? I'm just kidding. Keep going, Ethan.
I've recently been into getting protein.
Okay.
And babies, like, their growth in those first couple, like, years is just insane.
I think it's actually exponential growth going on.
Go ahead and talk about that a little bit. Like, how, like, that's a crazy amount of growth happening.
You're the one
doing
the research.
I just, like, it's the kind of growth I want in my life. But these babies are hitting it at, you know, negative 1 years old.
Yeah. We held up a pair of pants the other day, and they were newborn pants, and they were like just, they were baby sized. And now she's in toddler pants.
Wow.
Just like that.
Wow.
Like it was yesterday.
Very proud of her.
Ethan, I bet if you hold up baby pants to your body, it'll look like you have really hit the bulk season. So. Maybe that's
that's a good point. I'm bulking right now. For dinner today, I had 3 packs of tuna and lentils, which is gross. But I think if I bought some baby pants, I would, you know, one, look like a single dad, which is cool. And then also, two, I would, you know, feel good about myself because I'd have these baby pants I'm like way bigger than. I'd be like, yeah, as a 23-year-old, I'm beating out a negative 1-year-old.
You're beating a... Don't, that's not right.
No, beating... Like, winning. I'm winning against, if there was a, you know, squatting competition, I think it would be like a 9-month-old.
Wow. Yeah. Good for you. That's awesome.
That's a good start.
This is how I feel when I walk out of a self-checkout and I paid for the items and I think to myself, man, I'm like a good guy.
I didn't steal...
That is, yeah, sadly.
I heard they were cracking down on the self-checkouts.
Well, I mean, it's easy to steal, I bet. I haven't, but I bet you could.
Yeah,
I go to a self-checkout every day that I go to Kroger, and every time I scan every single one.
Good.
The Kroger self-checkout.
I'm a little bit of a good guy. What can I say?
Is just brutal, though.
Talk about that.
They make you scan every item, put it in a bag, wait for the sensor, scan the next item. It is a grueling
today,
process.
Dude, it's like today Korea 1942.
Today I checked out with 10 packs of tuna. Because it was 10 for $10 at Kroger. Yeah.
And you're bulking up.
And so I was scanning each individual one, and I thought the exact same thing. I had to wait for the sensor to be like, yep, it's in the bag, for each bag, and it took forever.
That sucks.
I wish I could have like set the quantity to 10 or something.
That's
like
one thing that I've learned as I've gotten older. Like, the checkout person is way better than the self-checkout. But you have to commit, you know? You have to wait. You have to wait that extra 2 minutes,
dude,
to get in that self-checkout or the checkout person line.
It's true.
There's usually There's usually like one normal checkout aisle open, though.
I think Kroger is better, though.
I'm at Kroger. I mean, it's you know, Krogetto, Columbus, if Kroger, you will, but yeah, it's not a good Kroger in the slums, by any means. It for real is, yeah.
I think outskirts of Dayton,
the entryway,
yeah, Beaver Creek,
the entryway of my Kroger smells like cigarettes and weed. So yeah, it just kind of sets the tone for what you're getting into.
Fair enough.
Doesn't the entire city of Columbus smell like that?
Yeah, with a mixture. If you're in South Columbus, you have a mixture of like water sewage as well as garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty sick. I love it.
I don't know if he
10 out of 10.
It. Sounds like he's being sarcastic. I don't really understand sarcasm. So. Yeah.
Well, in Dayton, we have a mixture of pea smell mixed into there too.
Mm. Yeah, take that.
Clone. A mixture of peas, did you say?
Yeah, the vegetable.
No, the bodily fluid.
What did you say?
pea. Like a singular pea. Smell. Pea.
Like,
yeah. Oh.
Like asparagus. Wait.
What? I don't get it. I don't get the joke. Is that a joke?
I don't get it either. I think it's kind of like Korea 1942.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't get that I said.
Isn't it
Korea 1942? Makes your
pee smell like something?
Yeah, asparagus makes your pee smell weird. That was my joke, but it was kind of backwards.
Yeah.
No, I can confirm that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So talk about lentils. What is that? I don't even.
So, have you ever thought, boy, I would love to have. You remember the Cedarville dorms?
I do. I was in one yesterday.
Right. So, do you remember like the bricks that the walls were made out of?
I do, yeah.
Yep. Have you ever thought, boy, I would love to have one of those bricks in my stomach? I mean, if you have,
I don't know.
Do I have a recommendation for you? Go ahead and eat yourself. Good and Gather. It's a 8 ounce pack of lentils, 29 grams of protein. Great, but also will feel like you've just eaten an entire brick from a Cedarville dorm, cinder block of lentils, and it'll just sit there.
Nice.
And it's just kind of there for a while. I ate it last night. Woke up this morning, still felt it.
Wow.
Went to the gym, finished the gym, still felt it. Still kind of feeling it now, but
sounds like you have maybe some sort of allergy. Like, that doesn't seem right.
I think it's more like your body isn't made to process that much fiber at once. I had 2 chicken breasts and 8 ounces of lentils last night. That was my dinner, and I felt terrible afterwards. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Well, there's a lesson in there somewhere.
It's a brick in your stomach, and it's a brick coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us how it felt.
But the bigger issue is like it not coming out. That's the bigger issue. It wanted to stay.
Wow.
Well, then let it.
Yeah.
Let it simmer a little bit.
When Kelsey was pregnant.
I mean, I don't really have much of a say at this point. So it's kind of like when it wants to come out, it comes out. When it wants to stay, it stays, you know?
I think Ethan's pregnant. I think that's what I'm hearing.
When Kelsey was pregnant.
I have a baby lentil coming in June. I'm very excited.
No, that's interesting, Lincoln. Ethan doesn't care, apparently. Ethan, I have some questions for you, actually. When you look down at your stomach, does it kind of look like you're getting bigger, but answer that question first.
No.
Do you have an app on your phone that tells you how big, let's say, a baby would be at, let's say, 15 weeks?
No.
Okay. Do you ever get something called morning sickness?
No.
Okay, I don't know if you're pregnant, actually. I think that might have been too far-fetched, but do you think you're pregnant? That's my new question.
I would have to say no.
You guys remember that Fairly Odd Parents episode where I almost said Luigi. I don't know what.
Just straight up no. I've never watched that show.
Cosmo, the guy where he gets pregnant. You guys ever see that?
I haven't.
That show's wild. Well, apparently in the fairy world, guys get pregged. So, discuss amongst yourselves, I guess, at home. Kind of.
I think that's got to be one of the more wild Everything Bagel podcast quotes. In the fantasy or in the Fairly Odd world, guys get pregged.
Yeah, guys get pregged. I mean, that's not how it works. We can hold on to that.
Do we each have?
Checkmate liberal.
I know this is a little bit of a behind the scenes question here. A little bit of a, kind of, behind the scenes. Do you each have one AirPod in, or how are you hearing me?
Yeah, just the one.
Yeah, we tried to do the old aggregate device, but no luck.
You know what they say? Don't try to do an aggregate device.
Dude, that's what they do be saying that.
The old adage.
Dude, I think that was, Socrates?
I think he said that, yeah. I think he had that tattooed on his abdomen.
Yeah, for sure.
On his left wrist, yeah.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
How have the podcast numbers been doing ever since the rebrand?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think the day after we rebranded, it went from about 20 listeners to about 80,000
listeners. 80,000, yeah. Wow. That's almost...
When was the rebrand?
Rogan numbers.
I know. Rebrand, that's when we went from orange to like a little bit more red-orange.
You added your faces.
You remember that? When we took those photos?
It was the...
I'm sorry, I just knocked over my drink on my desk. Give me a second. We can keep talking. I'm going to go wipe this up because I'm afraid it's going to get into my VCA to Thunderbolt adapter.
Oh.
Shoot.
That's fine. Yeah, we can just keep talking.
10 seconds. Continue.
Here, one, I'll pull up a small little...
Three.
Let's see what our numbers are looking four, like.
Five.
Podcast.
Six. Seven.
Ooh, hurry up, Ethan.
Eight. Nine.
I said hurry up.
10.
All right, I'm ready.
Oh, I almost said 11.
Numbers are looking
we're good.
Pretty mediocre, I would say.
Sweet.
So,
mediocrity is the key to success.
Do we have any sponsors yet? Or?
No sponsors.
Oh. Speaking of sponsors, shout out HelloFresh. Use code BAGEL for 100,000 free meals on HelloFresh.com.
Use code freaking bagel for freaking...
Freaking bagel.
Get a free baby.
Yeah, dude. They got it all.
Use code freaking phrase get breaker for freaking a baby.
What was that?
I don't know. It was a weird sponsorship deal. You know, anything to make money.
Didn't last too long.
Yeah, so... Ugh. Yeah, numbers are fine. But that's not... We do it for the fun. Okay, Lincoln?
Yeah, for the community.
Come on.
We do it for our fans. The fans are the main priority when it comes to our podcast.
Yeah.
Bagel boys and girls.
Yeah. So, okay, here's a question that I was talking to my mom on the way home from work, and I was like, hey, what should we talk about? And she said we should talk about how kind of the pregnancy process works for a man. And we already did. I don't really know why she said that. Second thing she said is, well, first off, have you guys seen the show Survivor? You guys ever watch Survivor?
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby?
Let me tell you about...
Oh, no, sir.
Baby.
Let me tell you about Survivor.
All right.
We'll go on a little side rant here.
Okay, I want to hear it.
For the past, I would say 5 months, I have been taking Kelsey on a journey of Survivor.
Really?
I think we're at about 21 seasons watched.
That is awesome.
We watched a random season, and then after the random season, we... hit season one.
Okay.
We went season two. We went season three. We are now on, I think, season... We've skipped around a little bit.
Okay.
I will say. I even have a document on my phone with the seasons we've watched.
Okay.
And the seasons we still need to watch. Basically, we've been going on this journey building up to season 20, which is Heroes versus Villains. Also known as one of the best... seasons of Survivor ever made.
Dude, I've seen that one. What, Tony? Is that the guy in that one?
No.
Tony's not in that. No, Tony's he's later on. That one. Boston Rob, is he in that?
Oh, Boston Rob is in that one.
Okay, who's one of the main villains? Oh, what's that one lady? Sandra? Is she in
Sandra's
it?
Sandra's in it.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
So, looking forward to that.
Nice.
But anyways, we've been watching a whole lot of Survivor.
Wow.
I will say we've been on hiatus because Kelsey got sick of it.
Okay.
So we took a little break.
Nice.
And we've been watching all of Parks and Rec.
Oh, respect.
So once Parks and Rec is done, we're on season 7, so mm-hmm. last season, then we're back to Survivor.
Man, great
Survivor
shows.
Goodness.
Yeah, okay. Where was season 1? Do you remember?
It was in Borneo.
Oh, nice. And then, okay, 2 was Australia, right?
Is that correct? 2 was Australia. Wait, uh-huh. I can do this. 2 was Australia. 3, Africa.
Okay.
4, Marquesas. 5.
Can I have Marquesas, please?
Marquesas, please. 5 was Thailand. We skipped 5 because it was bad.
Okay.
6.
Nobody survived in season 5.
6 was the Amazon.
Yeah.
7, Pearl Islands. 8, no idea.
Hmm.
9, I don't know. After that, I get a little lost. Okay. But hey, I almost did the first 8. Pretty good.
All right, not bad. And then now they're all in Fiji, which is cool.
Yeah.
My cool. brother Jesse was showing us all in Google Maps. My family is big into Google Maps. I have kind of inherited that.
Have you played the game GeoGuessr?
Oh, totally.
Are you good at it?
I'm decent. I'm not great.
Man, we should compete. We should compete GeoGuessr.
Yeah, I streamed it once. It was awesome. Twitch. Anyway, my brother was showing us where in Fiji they like shoot. And yeah. It's pretty cool. You can like kind of see the outlines of like where they put their challenges. You can see where they do tribal council. And it's on the same island as where they shot the movie Castaway.
Shoot.
It's kind of fun.
Apparently they leave the props on the island.
Lincoln.
Yeah. They probably own part of the island. It's kind of my guess.
Lincoln, hello. Can you summarize, Survivor. Just like give me the general idea. I've never watched it.
Never watched
it. This is a really, because I do have a question. So yeah, summarize Survivor so then Ethan has a good idea.
Also, you were telling a story and we totally got side railed about Survivor. You were.
I don't remember the story, to be honest.
Oh, well, yeah. The question kind of builds off of the discussion about Survivor. So you talking about Survivor actually does help. So.
I should explain Survivor and then we'll get back to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, though. So nice.
Basically, Survivor, the goal is to be the lone survivor and to win the $1 million prize. So it's outwit, outplay, outlast. So there's usually 2 tribes and they are separated on an island and they compete in challenges. And basically every 3 days or so, they have to vote one of the people off the island until the very end. That then all the people that got voted off get to vote and decide who the winner is of the final 3 people who are left on the island. And there's challenges and rewards, and they're on an island, so they're trying to survive and also try to outplay all of these other people on the island.
Here,
at the same
say the slogan.
Yeah.
Outwit, outplay, outlast.
That's so loud. Do you want to know something embarrassing?
Always.
Yeah, always. Yeah. The only version of Survivor I've ever watched was a Barstool Survivor, where they put Barstool employees in a survival type situation, and that actually makes a lot of sense because it was pretty accurate to the actual show.
That is sickening, Ethan.
Yeah, that's that's embarrassing.
Really,
that's embarrassing.
Gosh. Anyway, here's the question. That was a great description. So I was talking to my mom, and we were thinking there are probably 3 3 things that you have to be really good at in order to win Survivor. And I want us all to kind of rank where we think each of us would be in terms of like being a Survivor contestant. So the first is physical ability for challenges. So you have to be pretty good at challenges, which are either like kind of strength or okay, they're either like strength running type thing, two like puzzles, or three like total endurance. So you have to kind of be a well-rounded in challenges. Two, you have to be able to just generally survive and live off little food and terrible sleeping conditions and all of that. So just like, you know, and typically it's 39 days. They've shortened it in the newer seasons, but it's like,
yep. Can I bring can I bring like a little bottle of melatonin?
No, you can bring like a shirt.
A shirt?
Yeah, like one shirt and one pant.
That's all I get.
Yeah. And then the third thing is that you have to be really, I would say, smart and social. So like high, just like social intelligence, but also be very just generally smart, because you're kind of there like making friends, making people like you, but they can't like you too much because then they'll think you're a threat and vote you off. But then you have to like make friends and then know when to kind of blindside them and vote them off. So then when you get to the end, you're ideally against two other people who you could pretty easily beat. But like, again, if you're too good, you'll get voted off pretty quick. So it is pretty crazy balance. So yeah. Anyway, I guess first of all, Ethan, first impressions, do you think you would be a good survivor contestant?
As far as the strength and puzzles go, I think I could do it. If endurance is regarding to anything cardio, that's a hard no. Okay. I don't do cardio personally. That's not really my thing. I'm kind of more of a, you know, look big and strong, but also if I'm asked to run any amount of different, like any amount of distance, be like, yeah, no, hard no. I'm going to fail that for sure.
The good news, the endurance challenges are less like run long distance and more like, can you stand on this small ledge?
It's a lot of swimming.
Yeah.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah. I think I'd be a good, I think I'd be like, swimming. I don't want to say I'd win, but I'm also not going to say I'd lose.
All right. So what about, rank yourself, I guess, one to survivor. Actually, oh, there's 44 seasons, so 1 to 44 on challenges. What do you think you'd do?
32.
Okay, 32. What about the social game? Do you think you would be good at...
I think I'm pretty good at reading people. Like you,
reading people well, but then also like being able to, if you needed to, lie to like a friend and vote them off.
Oh, yeah. I'm a likable fella.
Okay.
But not too likable.
Yeah, not too likable.
I'm like a good middle ground.
1 to 44. Where are you at?
27, as far as likability goes.
Okay. And then what's the last one? Just like living on... Okay, would you want to live on an island for 30 days?
Oh, yeah, I'm down.
Really?
I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, I'm sick of my job.
No way.
I would give like... anything to just be like, yo, you live on an island now for 30 days. It'd be so sick. I would be so down for that. Yeah.
Wow.
That's like not even a question. Okay. For sure.
So 44, you think?
Average, yeah. I'd average 44 out of what? How many seasons? 47?
All right, 44 is the best. I thought one was the best.
I think 44 is the best.
Okay. Dang, you got how many seasons then? I thought you were...
There's 44 seasons, I think. All right.
Okay, so maybe not 44 then. I'd say 38 out of 44.
Okay.
Generalized ranking as far as that would go.
So I forget what your first number was, but I think you're around
I think he's
around 100.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Total. It's okay. Pretty good. So you'd be a pretty good contestant probably. Lincoln, do you think you'd be a good contestant?
I think you could be a good contestant.
I could see it actually.
I'm going to turn it around. This feels like some sort of a backwards
interview.
I feel
like you got a good social game. Social game is most important,
it is,
usually.
Yeah, it is big. It is big.
All right, Lincoln, how about you? Give your overall ranking.
Shoot.
Okay, first one, challenges.
Out of four. Challenges, I feel like I got them on lock.
Yeah?
I got a puzzle brain.
Okay.
I got some... I'm pretty good swimming. So.
I got a puzzled brain.
Got a puzzle brain.
I also, I think I could crush the puzzles, honestly.
Nice.
Or not, okay. I don't know, just like the competition aspect. So I'd say I'll give myself 32. We'll do 32.
Nice.
Is that your total like 32 on the challenges?
Yeah, challenges. We'll do 32 challenges.
Okay.
Survive.
I'm adding now.
He's got the calculator. The survival aspect, growing up in South Dakota was basically like living on an island already.
So rural. He got a bowl of rice every day.
There was this one time at church, we did a camp out, and everybody was trying to start the fire, but nobody could start the fire.
Except?
I show up. I start that
fire. Oh, yes.
I started that sucker.
Lincoln started the fire.
Kelsey did help me too, I will say that.
It wasn't already burning.
Anyways. Since
the world was not already turning.
I've got the survival thing down
too. That's
two.
Sick. So what's your number?
We'll go higher on that one. We'll say 36.
Wow. All right, King.
I will say
social game is definitely the weakest point. Mm. I feel like I'm too introverted to do very well in the social game. Just gotta be honest.
Fair enough.
But I still think I could probably make the merger. I would hope I could make the merger. Just because I think I would be an asset on the side of challenges.
Yeah.
And survival. So they'll keep me around for a little bit.
Ethan, just for context, the merge is when you're like halfway through-ish the show and the tribes merge and they combine into one tribe. And then after that,
how many tribes are there to start?
Usually two or three.
Yeah, two or three. They merge and then it's like individual. So before it's like you play challenges as a tribe. After that, it's you play challenges individually.
Okay.
I'm going to say like 20 on that one, to be honest.
So grand total, 88.
Shoot.
So you'd lose. That's
pretty good.
I think. I don't remember
what Ethan's stats were.
Do you remember your numbers?
I remember. Just like inflate all of them way too high, and then you probably got it.
Yeah.
I think Ethan gave himself a little too high on survival, but the rest of them.
I think Lincoln. But I'm kind of built different. I'm kind of built different.
I forgot you were built different.
I mean, he could probably land a plane. So
I could land a 747 with direction from ATC. Yeah, without a doubt.
What if the doors were flying off? Sure. The engines were exploding. Like, what if it's a Boeing? Is what I'm saying.
Okay, Boeing 787 Max 8 or 737 Max 8. Let's say MCAS, not a factor. Let's say,
what is bro talking
about? MCAS is that's what crashed the Ethiopian Airlines flight, as well as the
what if the Dungle Hungle was unlatched? What would you do?
Yeah, that's not a real plane component, but
okay, it is
the MCAS. The MCAS was a system that was designed to make sure that the nose of the plane stayed down due to the engines being mounted higher than expected on the previous airplanes. They wanted to make sure that the pilots could fly them without additional training. So they introduced a system called MCAS. MCAS was supposed to keep the nose of the plane down. However, there were significant problems with Ethiopian Airlines, as well as, I think, Lion Air, where they had issues. Basically, nosedived the plane directly into the ground, killing multiple passengers as well as all pilots.
Yeah.
When did you become?
Yeah, that's MCAS. But excluding that, I think I could land most 737 Maxes.
Ethan, what kind of system?
MCAS.
Oh, the CAS system, dude. That's messed up. No, that was like the worst part of India's history. Come on.
The CAS system.
Those who are born rich stay rich, and those who are born poor stay. Come on. We don't talk about that.
We're
on our
still
podcast.
Living like that.
Yeah. The rich get richer. Come on, dude. The 1%.
Did you see that article that said every billionaire under 30 inherited their money?
Gosh. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Like, that checks out.
Billion under 30? That's crazy.
Every billionaire.
As we're in an election year, I think this is our, I think we should start talking politics.
Yeah, I mean, who got a small loan of $1 million? Wasn't Mitt Romney. That guy made his money by a Mormon.
Wait. I've never been less prepared for a conversation on a podcast.
Yeah.
I think Trump's in court right now.
Oh, gosh.
I saw a picture on Reddit.
Here's a funny thought. Is Trump on Survivor? How would that go? I think that would be awesome.
That's how we should determine our next candidate. Yeah. Based on what I've heard, that's the kind of leader you want. Someone that's good at challenges. Someone that's good at endurance. Someone that's good at social skills. So if we just put all the candidates on the Survivor show, whoever wins, wins presidency. I think that'd be a way better version than us, you know, going to a little booth, going to a urinal and writing in, you know, I'm going to X off Kanye, these people. That's who I want. That's silly.
I'm going to do it funny and write in Kanye West. Kanye.
Guys, do not vote for Biden. It's taking the votes away from Kanye. Wait. No,
I think we should all write in Mitchell Bowser, personally.
Oh, gosh, I would hate being president. Jeff Probst, he would be a good president.
You wouldn't want to be president, Mitchell?
I like that guy. No, I'd hate it.
He's almost the right age.
What about you, Lincoln? Be president?
I would not be a good president.
That would be sucky,
John. You guys have way too much doubt in yourself.
Oh, we need to get better self-esteem, I think.
100%. I could be president.
Okay. Yeah, walk us through your first 100 days as president. What are you doing?
First thing, day one, here's what we're doing.
He's thought about this too much. No, he hasn't actually. I thought he had, but he fell off there.
Dude, we're chilling. We're chilling. Day one through like day 30, we're chilling. Okay. I just won presidency. We're going to relax. You know, we're all good. And then day 31... Uh-huh. That's when the true business starts, all right? We're kicking off. The first bill is going to be we're gonna reduce a day from the usual work week. So now the weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right.
Right? Everyone's on 410s.
Party.
Sick. Love it. Day 32. Chill.
Okay.
Day 33 through 100 or 200, how many days are in 4 years? I don't know. 200, all the days until the last day before the presidency, we're chilling, dude. We're chilling. No big actions. No international policy. We're hanging out. We're chilling. No, nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
What?
It's about time. I think we're trying to open a bottle of Coke, but every time we try to open it, for 4 years, someone's sitting there shaking it, and we're surprised that it's exploding. I think we need to spend 3.99%
See that?
3.9% of the year, we need to spend letting the bottle sit in the fridge, and then we'll open it. On that last day of my presidency, dude, we'll be so chill. We'll be so chill.
I truly cannot even begin to understand what you're talking about.
Dude, we're just going to chill. That's my slogan.
Gesture.
You know, write me in. Write me in for president. My running platform is let's chill. Let's just chill out. We're just going to hang out. Nothing's getting passed. Nothing's getting repealed. We're just going to hang out.
Repealed?
Nothing's getting repealed. I'm not pulling anything back. When as Ethan is, really so it is. Not,
when he doesn't like...
You can't repeal an orange, everybody.
Yeah.
Orange, I'm not going to repeal anything.
You only peel it once.
Repeal. R-E-P-E-A-L. R-E-P-E-A-L.
Repeal?
Like... I'm not going to undo anything. We're just going to chill. We're just going to hang out. We're just going to be chilling.
Okay, riddle me this. Mexico and Canada both decide to launch a nuclear war. Are you just going to chill?
Yep. Yeah, just chilling.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what that's called, Mitchell?
What?
A cold war.
Oh, frick. Like a cold can of Coke.
And look, look how the last one worked out. Pretty good. No one got nuked.
Yeah, honestly.
And that's because everyone was just chill.
That would have been over a lot quicker if everyone just chilled.
I'm kind of spitting here, dude.
I was in church recently. I know. And the thing that the pastor was talking about was that there was this guy who... Basically, Russia was about to, like, they had an I think a submarine like by Florida or something, and they were like about to shoot a nuke and like kill everybody. And
I know this story.
In the room had to agree unanimously to shoot the nuke, and one guy, forget his name, he said no, and that's the reason that you and me and Lincoln are here today.
Wow.
So
do you think the White House because
there was like a mist what was that, Lincoln?
Does the White House have a deep freeze, you think?
I think that's where Walt Disney's head is.
No, for sure, oh, dude.
Whoa.
For sure, dude.
Anti-Semite, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
What?
I mean, he was.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But he made Mickey Mouse, so it's fine, I guess.
I think it's chill.
Okay.
I got...
Wait, dark. I don't...
What was your question, Ethan? What was the question before that?
I want to retract what I just said.
And I quote.
No. I'll hang up right now. This is not a good look for me.
Okay. Yeah, it's not great. I personally think the Jews are cool, so.
Let's work through some topics I've written down.
Okay.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's everyone's newest hobby?
Oh.
In the past month or so.
Ethan, what's your
hobby? Question? Working out.
Right, getting fit, getting big.
Yeah, I've been in the gym. I'm on week 6 of a 10-week program. I've been able to go 4 days a week every week for the past 6 weeks, which has been really good. I felt stronger, and it's been great. I think everyone should go to the gym.
Nice.
I agree.
Yep.
That's cool.
Linky?
My turn?
Yeah.
Well, have you guys heard of a game called Settlers of Catan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I discovered that you can do 1v1s on the internet in that game.
Nice.
So send me the link.
I've kind of been going off in the little 1v1 Settlers.
I'm
almost a platinum ranking. It's going pretty well.
Is it free?
Yeah. Colonist.io.
Oh, sick.
It's pretty awesome. Just one sec.
Jojo. So I've been doing that in my free time. It's been pretty fun.
Nice.
Oh, my.
The floodgates are opened.
Hey, you guys have fun with that podcast. I'm going to go ahead and play some Catan Online.
Okay. Catan Online. It's pretty sweet.
That's a huge plug, Lincoln. I'm going to be playing that for sure.
It's very fun.
Do you have like a login I could play you in?
Probably.
How accurate is it to the actual game of Catan as far as, you know, longest road, stuff like that?
It's the exact same.
Are you serious?
So the rules with 1v1s are a little different. Instead of going to 10 points, you go to 15 points.
Okay.
And you can have 9 cards in your hand instead of the normal 7.
Hmm.
Huh. And that's about it. But it's pretty fun.
Lincoln, it's good. That's huge. I'm going to spend a serious amount of time playing this.
I believe it.
Do it. It's a good time.
Play at the gym.
Like a kind of an obscene amount of time I'm going to be playing this.
Wow. Yeah. Obscene? Really?
Oh, it's going to be gross. The amount of hours I'm going to log on this? Yeah. Oh,
it's sweet.
Nice, dude.
I'm excited. It's warm out. I'm going to try and get into pickleball.
Oh, yeah. Pickleball. I need to play more.
I need to play all the time.
Let's pickle.
I need to play for the first time ever.
Somebody told me that when you like get skunked in pickleball, you say you got pickled.
I believe it.
That's like the official term.
I've personally never partook.
Getting pickled or something like that.
I like that.
Like you mean if you lose
what do you play to, 11, 9?
Yeah, 11.
0 to 11. You have to say you got pickled.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Hey, come on. Okay, my hobby has been just having dumpy allergies. But that's not my like real hobby. That's just what has been happening. Real hobby. I've been playing a lot of Zelda recently. I think I've talked about this before on the pod.
Oh, yeah, you got a Switch, right?
Yeah, I got a Switch. And I've been playing... So I've been playing Ocarina of Time recently.
Not even the new one.
No. So if you get Nintendo Switch Online, like Deluxe or whatever, it's like $20 a year, I think. Pretty great price. And you can play... like a bunch of N64 games. So
sweet.
Yeah, I've been ripping some Ocarina of Time, which, Ethan, if you don't know, that is widely considered the best video game of all time by many people.
I don't know anyone who would say that.
I've heard a lot of people say that. Look it up. Look up top video games of all time.
Okay. I'm going to look up number one. Oh.
What do you...
Okay, what did you recording?
That's fine.
Are we back? All right, I'm currently looking up top video game of all time, and we have to see if Ocarina of Time is on this list. If it's not, Mitchell has to buy me dinner.
Well, okay.
All right.
It's up there. I bet like Skyrim or something is going to be actually the
Here's the top five, all right?
What website is this?
From sources across the web, according to Google.
Oh, gosh.
Number one, Grand Theft Auto 5, which is crazy, but all right.
Pretty good game.
Number two, we played a lot of that in college. That was fun.
Yeah.
Number two, Tetris. All right. Number three, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Interesting. I'm not going to lie, just like real quick, GTA V, just so fire. Just a great game.
It's pretty good.
That's we already all. Discussed
GTA. We said that we like it and we played a lot.
Dude.
Anyways.
GTA was hey,
number
so
four,
fun.
Number four. Number
hey,
four.
Number four, Ethan. Come
Legend
on.
Of Zelda.
I'm ready.
Ocarina of Time.
There it is.
There it so, is.
You're right.
It's so the number four game of all time, I think, is what you meant to say, Lincoln or Mitchell.
According to some.
Yeah, but I mean people's lists are different, so I could see it being number one for sure.
Yeah. It's a great game. Yeah. But I'm currently on the Water Temple, which arguably kind of annoying, but the rest of the game's great. I think it's good because it is like the first, well, at least one of the first games of its kind. And Nintendo did this thing in the 90s where they kept doing like the first ever game of its kind, like Mario 64 or Legends of Zelda. And they kept just nailing it somehow. Like every other company was making sucky games, like in 3D. And then Nintendo just somehow made like the best game of all time on their first try. I don't really know how they did it, but it's pretty fascinating stuff. And like you look up the development of Ocarina of Time and it's kind of jank and they didn't really know what was going on. And then like 8 months before it actually came out, I think they actually got it together.
They figured it out.
Figured it out and
made the best game ever.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy.
According to anonymous sources.
Yeah. According to sources across the web. So good game.
Have any of you seen the new trailer for the new GTA game?
I think I watched it, yeah.
GTA 6?
Oh, that's... Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. I'm excited for that, personally. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
You gonna play it a lot?
Not in the morning, as Mitchell can attest. Not a great way to kick off the day.
Yeah, still the worst morning I've ever had, probably. Just terrible. Just, yeah, like the human mind was not meant to wake up and then immediately just run people down in your car. Like, it's just not how things are supposed to be.
Oh my gosh. I remember you coming to me later in that day. You're like, dude, I woke up, I played GTA, and it ruined my day.
Just, you know, like the Bible talks about the flesh. That is like the flesh.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? We are back.
It's a great like 3 to 5 p.m. Game. I think that's ideal as far as playing time goes. That's when you should be playing GTA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's 100%. When I'm not really doing anything at work anyway, so I should just play GTA.
Yeah, 100%. Well,
makes sense.
Real quick, so we had, I remember last week, I mentioned, or was it last week? I don't know. At some point, I mentioned that I had purchased some merchandise, one piece of which I am wearing, this hat.
Life Wide Open.
Life Wide Open, C-Boys TV. So I purchased this as well as a t-shirt, in order to win a truck.
Okay.
I did not win the truck, and I knew that wouldn't happen. However, it also makes me very sad to think about that, the fact I didn't win the truck, because I would like that truck. But I just wanted to update the listeners on that.
I really thought you had a good chance of winning the truck.
Yeah, I know. Me too, man. You know, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Where are you going to live now?
I don't know. You know,
not in my house, tell you what.
Yeah, tell you what. I sold everything to buy as much merchandise as possible to win that truck, but it didn't work.
Crispy. Dang it, dude. I got some bad news right before I came over here. I got a text from Gable Price and Friends.
What?
They said, thanks so much for entering our notebook giveaway. Sadly, you didn't win this time around. It was a random drawing, don't be mad. We're going to make a new notebook for our upcoming project. So next time, may the odds be ever in your favor. So I didn't even remember entering that. I responded. I said, bruh.
Bruh. Did they respond to that?
No. It's like pretty automated.
Yeah. Makes sense. But they told you you lost, so.
Yeah, so that was nice of them. Frick. So yeah. Everybody has disappointments, Ethan. What matters is not how many times you fall down, but how many times you get up.
So I should buy more merch for the next giveaway?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. Spend more money.
Did you know Jeff got coffee with Gable Price?
Nice. How?
They're buds. Gable is doing a camp in Cincy.
Oh, nice.
And Jeff was doing sound for the camp. So then they went out to lunch
together. That's hilarious.
So it's pretty cool.
Every time I post an Instagram story, Gable watches it.
Are you serious?
I think most times. Every time I check,
he follows you, right?
Every time I like look at who watches my stories, he's on there.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. So
people do be watching stories.
I know. Do you guys use Instagram every day?
Here and there.
Yeah, I do.
How many Instagram stories are you watching on an average IG session?
Like 4 or 5.
Oh.
If I see people I know, I'll watch it. But otherwise, I'm not sitting there looking through someone talking. I don't know.
Yeah, I think 5, 6, 7.
I think there's a lot of people out there who are just watching everybody's. I'm going to pull up Instagram. Look how many stories there are to watch. There are
so many.
How am I ever going to watch all these stories?
That's crazy.
And I'm scrolling.
How many people do you follow?
I follow 900.
I follow 450, so.
I'm getting towards the end. There's still people that I would be interested in seeing their stories. I just don't get. How does everybody. Instagram
story count?
Story count.
Like how many there are?
You know? Have you heard of Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram right now. What are we looking at? I'm confused.
Just like the amount of stories that are on the top row.
Oh, there's like a ton. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to watch
people,
all of these. I don't care about.
I think there's.
I'm sorry if you follow me. If you follow me on LinkedIn. If you follow me on Instagram,
I was locked in.
I'm just going to be honest. There's like 90% chance I'm not watching your story. I'm just not.
Wow. You're at your first.
Yeah. Now there's people such as Mitchell or Lincoln or other close friends. I'll lock into their story. But there's other people where it's like, I don't know, I follow you out of like what, courtesy? I'm not going to watch your story. I'm not going to interact with you ever.
Wow.
I mean, you can't be surprised. You all feel that same way. I mean, there's people that you don't care that you follow, but you just like follow out of like obligation, right?
I've watched the people's stories that don't pop up all the time because they're probably good. But if you're posting multiple stories every day,
Probably not
watching those.
0% chance. I couldn't care less.
But when Mitchell pops up on my timeline, like he doesn't pop up very often, so I gotta watch that story.
Same with you. Yes. That's the only way I knew you had surgery. Speaking of which,
yeah,
please do share because you had surgery and I had no idea.
Yeah, I had a little surgery.
Let's hear about it. Unless you don't want to. I know HIPAA violation. I don't want to cause that.
Yeah, are you allowed to discuss your own medical?
Is that something you're allowed to do?
I think if it happens in a doctor's office, nobody can talk about
it. I can talk about it. It's not super interesting, but basically I've had a little bump on the back of my neck for a long time. Got it checked out. They said it was just a minor cyst.
Just extra brain.
But that cyst decided to explode in size. And it was like a ping pong ball on the back of my neck sticking out. So I had to get rid of that sucker.
Dang.
So I had an appointment. They scheduled me for a little surgery. They did, I think, 6 shots of anesthetic around it. It was crazy. That was probably the worst part, trying to get all those shots because they stung for sure.
Oh.
But, yep. And so and then they cut it open, pulled it out of there. So I've just been recovering for a while, but now we're good to go. I'm very excited about it.
Heck yeah.
I had 7 stitches in there, so that was crazy.
Hey, I'm sorry you lost that little bit of brain, but I think you'll be better off, you know, without it.
Yeah, me too.
Hmm.
But yeah. All good. Good to go.
Could we use the cyst to play ping pong, do you think?
Ugh.
Did you get to keep it?
No, I did not keep it. They
it's
kept
like,
it.
It's like the placenta you put in the freezer and eat it.
Eat it.
Yum. Huh?
You've never had a baby and ate the placenta?
No.
Oh, well, join the club.
We ate the placenta. Tastes like chicken.
I fed it to my baby.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
We had placenta smoothies for a...
Stop. We're gonna lose our sponsors.
Have you been to Olive Garden?
Hey, if you want to bulk up, you gotta eat the placenta. You
guys,
what do you think is in their soup?
Man, come on!
Did you know that?
What do you think's in that protein powder? placenta dust.
You know that one in every 50,000 eggs in the market is just placenta. It's like a secret.
This joke is insane.
Yeah, they put in 23 chicken eggs and then 1 placenta egg.
Ever heard of Air Up? It's just placenta.
Anyways.
This conversation's insane.
Eat the placenta, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Ethan's out.
This is an insane conversation.
What do you mean it's insane?
This is
like
insane.
Mom stuff.
Yeah, but we're like dudes, man.
I was going to say speak for yourself, but you're correct. We are like dudes.
Mitchell's like, yeah, speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
No, we didn't eat the placenta. We tested.
I personally don't even know what it looks like. I'm just guessing. And I think I was correct.
I've seen one. It's it's very jiggly, I will say.
So it's pretty much what I'm imagining.
It's literally... Imagine a plastic bag full of water.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Actually, that description is not nearly as bad as I thought it might have been. Just water? That's great.
A plastic bag filled with water and you're going to eat it?
That's what it's like, but instead of filled with water, it's filled with blood.
Okay, see, that's what I thought it was going
to
be.
It used to be like a living organism that has now been killed.
Oh my gosh.
And then you eat it.
Well, some people.
Okay, Lincoln, like, truth serum.
All right.
I don't know if I want to know. Did you eat it?
No, we didn't eat it.
Okay. Oh, that's a relief.
Phew.
We didn't eat it.
That's...
I don't know. But,
I mean...
Unironically, I think it is good for you to eat.
Like, what's its protein?
I think this calls for another Wikipedia moment.
How much protein is in an average placenta?
I'm not going to look at your screen because it's probably going to have a photo of it. I don't want to see it.
What'd you say?
I'm not ready for that. Yeah, what'd you say, Ethan?
I don't remember. I'll be honest. I forgot.
Okay. You forgot.
I forgot. Dead emoji.
Dead emoji.
Oh. Plot twist. There's no evidence that eating the placenta provides health benefits. The CDC actually warns against eating placenta.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's like I'm sorry. Is it not cannibalism?
No.
Why not? I don't think so.
That's a new human that was living in that.
No, that's not what it is.
All right.
Not cannibalism?
The placenta... Nobody cares about this. The placenta is attached to the baby. The placenta is providing the baby with life, but it's
let's
not.
Let's go.
Yeah.
The baby.
The baby.
You should, Ethan, go. You should know this if you're having one, Ethan. You need to know these things.
Lincoln, you're hosting a podcast with two single men. Placentas and babies, just not on the radar.
Are you ready?
Shoot.
Yeah, go ahead. Let
Free
it rip.
The baby type beat.
Make sure it's not too loud.
Yeah, so there's an ad.
First. Yeah, that was definitely an ad.
Yeah. Where's she going to take a verse? Yeah. Placenta. Who gonna tell them? Who gonna tell the CDC that I ate a baby? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the baby.
Yep.
I'm a rapper.
Okay.
I'm the,
when I crank it like a chainsaw.
Okay.
You like the way I do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
When yeah. I crank it like a chainsaw.
Chainsaw. Next level. Chainsaw. Getting all cranky. Soul glow.
Back
scoopa doopa doo doopa on scoopa doopa da on ba on scoopa doopa de on cha cha cha. Now watch me roll, watch me sugar bone, one by samba do.
Watch me whip. Watch me nay nay.
Do not know the lyrics to Chainsaw.
Whip.
Are you talking like the Chainsaw the Family Force 5 song?
Yeah.
Crank it back like a chainsaw. Chainsaw.
Like a chainsaw.
What are the lyrics to that song?
Watch me sugar bone. Watch me walker bone.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Family Force 5 was like a large part. Family Fart 5 was like a big part of my like elementary and high school years.
So, what were some of your favorite songs by them?
Chainsaw, Zombie.
Fake fan.
Zombie.
Doesn't even know the name of the song.
Okay.
Wasn't that? It was like something zombie, right? I really like zombies.
I must confess that I feel like a zombie. Bow wow bow bow wow bow bow
bow wow bow bow wow bow zombie. Oh, sweep the leg was insane. Sweep the leg.
I hope those guys are doing all right.
Yeah, I hope so, dude. It's hard to tell.
When was
the last might album? Work out. I might work out to Family Force 5 tomorrow. No cap.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Oh, see, but that's
they have a,
kind of a long
3 was the well, good one. Cray button. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Wobble.
Dang.
Watch me hit the cray button.
They actually had some goated sounds.
Oh, are you crazy? I'm a maniac. I'm not going back.
Holding back
the cray button.
And everyone went crazy.
Oh, let the roof cave in. Come on now, y'all.
Cave in, y'all.
Something. Here goes nothing. Watch me hit the cray button.
Oh, I was going to do a joke where I went to the Survivor song, but
I don't love the fact that you just cut that off so aggressively, but I'll be okay. I'm legitimately going to work out to this tomorrow. I'm not even kidding. I'm legitimately going to... I'm going to be moving some plates to this song tomorrow.
Is that the Fox say?
I don't know.
That's what the Fox
say.
Who's that by? Right, real quick, who can name What Does the Fox Say? Who is that by?
Oh,
I just want to know because I can't.
Oh, whoops. Oh, it's by crap. Wait,
is it
who's it by? Force 5? Who's it by? Tell me who's it by.
I know it.
You don't know it.
No. Give me a hint and I'll get it.
I have no idea.
You don't know?
I have no idea.
Gable Price and Friends?
You don't know the answer?
I have no idea. That's what I'm saying. Can anyone name who it's by?
What does the fox say?
I know.
No, I don't even.
Give me a hint.
All right.
Okay.
I know it.
It rhymes with Elvis.
Elvis with a Y.
Yeah.
It rhymes with Krillix.
No. Skrillex made that song?
Yep.
See, I don't know why when you said that, I was thinking of the band Eiffel 65, who...
That was Blue. Yo, listen, here's a story about a little guy that lived in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he see was just blue, like him, inside and outside. Well, blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette out. With...
And I think about it, with the clapping, it sounds like... We're laughing at the delay, Ethan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it just makes it sound
super
like
delayed.
You're a terrible, like you have the worst rhythm.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're doing like a little echo call
and
response.
This is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like.
I don't know. Stop. I don't want to hear it.
Yo, listen up. Here's a story about a little guy who lives in a blue world. And that's what it sounds like.
A little peek behind the podcast curtain.
Bro,
out there,
are you serious?
Okay, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to sing in front of the song. You're going to sing behind the song.
Wait, I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Let's all count to four on repeat.
Okay.
And see if we can all get synced up.
All right. Okay. I'm ready.
Ready? One,
two, three, four. This is like the most impossible. Okay, did either of you guys play in band? Time out. Either of you? Okay.
Percussion.
You know, percussion, perfect. I was in brass, and we had these long stretches where we had to just count. It would be like a 16-bar rest.
Hmm.
And you're just banging out these 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4. You're banging that out, and you got these people also counting like a little bit different. Next to you, mm-hmm. That's what that felt like. I flash back to high school band.
Yeah.
With you too. Guys being like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2. And I'm over here going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2. Yeah, you're the problem. Long story short, you're the problem.
Dude, long story short, you know who really is the problem? Is just the crazy amount of middle schoolers and high schoolers who were percussionists who could not keep a beat at all. I'm talking
okay,
about
do you
Carlos.
Want okay, let me give you an explanation
Carlos.
Real quick.
Carlos could not do it.
I understand you, but also Carlos probably figured out early where he said, hey, if I just join band, I can have an open hour my senior year because I collected 0.5 times 3 years, what's 1.5 hours of humanities credits by joining band.
You don't know Carlos. I know Carlos.
I don't know Carlos. But
he thought he could do it.
I think he wanted an open hour his second semester senior year.
I'm pretty sure he probably is kind of rude.
I don't think anybody could really keep
I
it
feel like he maybe
band.
Dropped out of high school is kind of my assumption.
Oh, he's done?
Is that mean? Yeah, I don't know.
He might be a little
He mean. The kind of dude to drop out and be proud of it. Like, that's the kind of stuff he would talk about. I don't even think I'm making an assumption here. So I don't even think he made it to the free period. Are you texting? You need to pee again?
Oh, dude. I just didn't want to say it on the podcast. I need to pee, dude. Okay.
The lentils?
I lifted today, and I've had a headache all day. So I've just been hammering water. Finally, around 5, 6 p.m.,
the floodgates opened.
Like, having a headache, but now I have a ton of, like, water in me.
Okay. Cool. I don't really get the problem. Have you ever tried peeing your pants?
One sec.
Babies actually...
It's not letting me.
What do you mean it's not? It's the easiest thing ever.
Babies actually wear this really cool thing. It's called a diaper. And they're able to pee all the time, wherever they are.
Yeah.
You should look into those, Ethan.
Yeah, they're called
diapers. Yeah, I don't want to. Adult diapers in the checkout doesn't look good, personally, as a 23-year-old male.
Well, that's why you do the self-checkout.
Not a good look.
Hey, self-checkout, not a problem.
That's okay. Here's
that's
what true. You do.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Hold up your phone to your ear, and when you're checking out, you go, so, cramps.
Listen up. Here's a story about a little guy that lived in a blue world, and all day and all night. Gotcha.
Ethan, here's what you just
sorry.
Did. You took my bit and you made it make no sense.
Yeah, I just pooped on your bit. My bad.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you next time poop in a little sack of in diaper?
Toilet.
In the toilet. Gross.
All right. Yeah, I'm in. All right. I gotta go pee so bad.
All right. Me and Mitchell will play a game while you're gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, keep her going, though.
Okay, we're going.
We're used to this, but.
Okay, Mitchell, we're gonna play a game.
Okay.
It's called Guess the Salary.
I like that.
All right. So in the government, high-ranking officials in the U.S. government are on something called the executive schedule.
Okay.
So there's five pay rates within the executive schedule.
Okay.
1 through 5. 1 is the highest and 5 is the lowest. Can you guess the salary of the level 5 U.S. official?
I'm going to, so this is the highest ranked?
No, this is,
oh.
So this is on the way to the highest. So level 5 means you're pretty important, but you're not level 1.
Okay.
You know?
I'm going to guess that level is like 450K.
Double that amount and then take another guess.
Okay. 900K.
Oh, you said 450.
Yeah.
I thought you said 40 to 50.
Oh.
Okay. Divide that by 2 and then guess.
450K.
Divide that by 2 again.
Oh.
So we got to go back.
225.
Pretty close. $180,000. It's level okay. 5. Can you guess level 4?
Level 4. So I'm going to say 250. Okay. 1,250. Not like $250.
$191,900.
Okay.
All right, we're moving up.
Yeah.
Level 3.
I need to tighten up my guesses.
Yep.
$206,000.
Oh, $204,000.
Crap.
You were so close to nailing that on the head.
Okay.
All right, level 2.
Actually, I think this one's a trick question. 682,000. I'm just kidding. I'm going to guess 219K.
221,900.
I'm always 2 off.
All right. Last one. Level 1.
Last one. 237,000.
Higher.
238.
Higher.
255.
Lower.
253.
246,000.
You're like, I'm not going to make you guess.
Yeah, that many numbers?
Yeah. Wow.
All right, can you...
That would be way higher.
Who do you think is on that list of level 1?
Level 1?
These are some of the top jobs in the U.S. government.
Gosh, I don't even... What even counts?
There are 21 positions that get paid level 1.
What counts is like... Is like a Supreme Court justice? Is that in the
ooh,
government?
That's a great question.
I don't even know like how this is structured. Is this like does this count know. Military? Like a sergeant?
Yeah, sort of. So one of the
general.
So the Attorney General.
Oh.
Is paid a level 1 salary.
Okay.
Secretary of Defense paid a level 1 salary.
Oh, Secretary of State.
Secretary of State is.
They're,
also, fun fact.
I would think they're making way more.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I was a little surprised. Huh. Former U.S. presidents get paid the level 1.
Really?
So, if we all became president and then retired, we could be making that $246,000 a year.
That's pretty good. But also, if you suck at football, but like you're on the Texans, you're going to make millions.
That's true.
You know?
So should we become president or should we play for the Texans?
I think I should get good at football is what I'm saying.
I want to be good at football. This is the year that I play fantasy in the NFL.
Okay.
NFL fantasy. I think I'm going to do it.
I like it.
I'm feeling good.
Do you have any leagues you're going to join? Ghost Runners Guillotine League?
Ghost Runners Guillotine.
No,
that's a pretty like exclusive club, to be honest. I don't think I'm going to be getting in the...
Yeah, you could try.
Get into that one. I think my church might have a little league.
Okay. I'm always interested in fantasy, but I don't know if I would, like, just self-aware, you know, I don't know if I would actually care enough for long enough. I think I would do really good the first, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Let's all place a bet right now.
Okay.
We can say Ethan Witt.
Huh? Yeah, less. He's back from pooping.
But let's say, like, $5 to $10. Who is winning the Super Bowl this year? And then if one of us is right, we have to pay up $5 to $10.
Yeah, I'd like that too.
49ers. Mitchell?
I've been muted. Yeah, I've been muted. I muted my mic. Let me run that back real quick. I want the Niners to win, but also I think that it'd be cool if the Lions also won.
Oh, were you just muted when you were going to the bathroom?
I was muted on my mic, yeah. But
just for the bathroom, not for the last hour and 10 minutes?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Speaking of which...
Nope.
I mean, it's like 10 p.m. But we'll keep cooking.
We have to make our bets.
When do you have to work in the morning?
Ethan isn't working in the morning.
No, but I have a new regimen.
Okay.
I'm sticking to a very serious routine. Otherwise, I lose my mind.
Nice.
Okay, we'll place our bets and go to sleep.
I'm down.
Obvious team. I mean, this is who I'm going to go for. I'm going to say the Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
obviously. Yeah, they're about to. Man, I can't believe you took them. I should have had
four out of six Super Bowls or something like that.
Cleveland Browns.
They're pretty good.
Lincoln, if you pick the Chiefs, I'm going to hang up right now.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs.
I thought Mitchell was going to. So is your bet? No, you already locked it in. Locked it in Browns.
Okay.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
We got Browns, Niners, and Lincoln.
I gotta go my Bengals.
Yeah.
Bengies.
Okay. You know? Wait, Wait. You're a Seahawks fan.
I'm not a Seahawks fan.
You're a Seahawks fan.
I'm a Bengals fan.
You're a Seahawks fan.
I'm a Bengals fan.
You're a Seahawks fan.
Lincoln, I've seen you.
Lincoln, since I've known you, you've been intrigued with, at the very least, the Seahawks.
Well, my dad is from Washington, so I have always been intrigued with the Seahawks.
Go Hawks.
So,
but now I live in Ohio, and I'm not cheering for the Browns, okay. And I'm a Bengals fan.
How about you figure out the Bengals' ability to win the first, I don't know, five games of their season, and they could actually have a running instead of losing those games against easy opponents and then having to play catch-up the entire season?
I think this is the year, guys.
It's crazy that it's Lincoln's fault that the Bengals don't win their first game.
It's fully Lincoln's fault.
Hey, do you want to hear something crazy, though? This is crazy.
Go ahead.
It's not that crazy.
What is
Kelsey and I have been to two Bengals games in person, right?
Whoa, no way.
They have won both of those games. So if we attend every game they play, statistics say they win every game.
Okay, who's our richest listener, and can you please sponsor the Bryant family to go to every
game?
And
we saw them when it was, who's that guy? Jake Browning as the quarterback, and they still won.
Wow.
Beat the Vikings.
Browning covered for Burrow when he was out for that little bit, but Burrow should be back and active right away next year, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe this is a year.
He's got the mullet. This is the year.
I don't know, man.
We got T. Higgins for one more year.
Yeah, Ethan, you don't know. That's the point.
Ethan.
I kind of do, though. Actually, I would not only bet on the Niners to win, I would also bet against
that's who you bet on,
any team but the Bengals to win.
What?
Why would you say that?
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying.
That doesn't even make sense. You think the Panthers have a better chance than the Bengals?
The Jaguars?
No. I don't understand. Any team but the Bengals.
Yeah, your sentence didn't make any sense.
You're betting I would bet on any team but the Bengals to win the Super Bowl.
So you're with me.
Explain your reasoning.
Lincoln, there reaches a point where a certain franchise will reach the status of a paying franchise. For example, in the NHL, you have the Toronto Maple Leafs. Every year, they have great players that should win the cup, and they never do. It's a pain franchise.
This is an American podcast. Why are you talking about Canada?
I mean, it's just an example. So let's switch to the NFL. There's teams that should win the Stanley Cup, the Lombardi Trophy every year. And however, they never do. Lincoln, they never win. They should, but they don't. That's the biggest part of it. The team that should win never does.
2 years ago. 3 years ago.
Huh?
Oh, dang it. I'm trying to.
We went to the Super Bowl. We were on our way to winning.
What was the final score?
We were one play away from winning that game.
Lincoln, what was the final score?
If we had a better offense.
Lincoln, what was the final score?
We would have won. I don't know.
Hey, Ethan, start saying some dumb stuff again, just really quick.
I mean, that's not hard. Like 90% of what I say on this podcast
is garbage. It's your money coming into my wallet.
I mean, yeah, I understand. I agree, but like, it's...
Yuck.
Okay, I want to cover some quick topics before we're done.
Okay.
First off, just... Anyone have any insight on the Drake versus Kendrick, Metro Boomin, and Future beef?
Oh, I have no idea.
Kendrick's no? Okay, sounds good. Win, did anyone watch the Ryan Reynolds? No, not Ryan Reynolds. Who was the guy that played Ken and Barbie?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Anyone watch his season, this episode of SNL?
No.
Okay. Well... That's all I had, because those are both...
What a relevancy.
Everyone should go to YouTube right now and search SNL Ryan Gosling, because every sketch is so funny. I watched all of them, and every one I was like cackling at. It's very
good. Ryan's the goat.
You know what I rewatched the other day? Tom Holland's lip sync performance of Umbrella.
Mm.
Let me tell you.
I've seen that too, yeah.
The man put it all on the line for that performance.
He really did.
Incredible.
Incredible. Wow. That's good stuff. I don't know why I thought Ethan was going to say something. So yeah, I didn't say anything.
I don't have anything else to say on that. Those are the two things I brought to this podcast today. But
sorry. You should have told me to watch those things.
No, it's all good. I threw it in the notes and... Well, watch it for next week.
Okay.
How about this? I really do need to go to sleep soon. But you guys can keep cooking?
No, it's all right.
No, it's fine.
No, why don't you just keep cooking, though?
I actually have to go to work tomorrow. So.
Fair enough. We're almost at an hour and a half.
Sorry, that sounded like a roast. You have a job. We work the same amount of hours. So.
Actually, like, I work a normal job, so, like, I don't know, figure it out.
I have a 9-to-5, so.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I have a baby, so I'm tired.
He wins. Okay, here's my sneak peek for next week. I found this enraging YouTube short, and I just want to share the pain.
Oh, I can't so wait. I love talking about media with you, dude. It's so fun.
It's awful. Yeah,
I love talking about that stuff, dude.
I feel like he's being sarcastic for a second.
No, I'm dead serious. I brought it up last time. Yeah. Last time I sent you those reels because I was like, I sent you another reel this week that didn't have the audio I thought it had with it but I want to talk about this stuff.
You sent me an ad.
I know.
You sent me a hot sauce ad.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week.
Hey, next week.
But they have this like house remix of Happy Birthday to You. That keeps playing on all these ads, and I just want to talk about it with somebody.
Okay, next week.
next week, guys.
All right.
Tune back in.
Everyone, all right, well, tune in next week. Lincoln is a father. I know we didn't do a great job of debriefing his fatherhood life, but we'll have to get him on another time, I guess.
Talk about being a dad.
And talk about fatherhood. We'll prepare some questions. Mitchell and I will come prepared with questions about, not about fatherhood, but about, like, we're going to present him with questions that his future or his current child may ask him in the future and just see kind of how he handles them, you know?
It's a good idea.
So not like placenta questions, but like placenta adjacent questions.
Placenta, very, very, very far disconnected questions.
Yeah.
Like, Daddy, did you eat my brother?
No, like, Dad, I killed a frog at school today and people cheered.
Oh.
Questions.
That sounds like the... That sounds like a serial killer origin story. Yeah,
be like, we're going to therapy.
Yeah, just like, how would you handle that if your kid came home and said, "Dad, I killed a frog at school today," and people cheered? I don't know how to feel about it. What are you doing with that,
Ethan? Did that happen to you? Do we need to unpack something?
Maybe my brother.
Is he okay?
Oh, he's chilling. Yeah, but like,
he's in prison, but. He's chilling.
Yeah. He's serving like seven consecutive life sentences, but yeah, he's fine.
That's cool that when you serve multiple life sentences, you actually live longer than the average human.
That's true. Yeah, I think like that's an underlooked benefit of life sentences
used elsewhere.
Yeah,
not just for criminals.
That's crazy. Well, anyway, Lincoln, any last words?
Anything else? Thanks for having me. Hopefully, this was something.
Nice.
It's always something.
Catch you in 7 months.
Oh.
We'll get you on sooner than that.
No, it's okay. I'm good.
He's
he said, "Nah, I'm good, bro. Don't worry about it."
Nah, I'm good.
Two's my
Can we
cat.
Like space it out a little more next time, you think?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. All right. Follow whatever social media, whatever. I don't know.
Instagram.net, Twitter.net.
It's bedtime. Go to bed.
And remember, a bagel a day keeps the bad boys at bay.
Uh-huh.
That's facts.
And girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Alrighty.
Oh, all right.
Have a good night, everyone.
Bye, See Internet. Ya.
Bye, Internet.
Bagel.